to the Internet Monthly podcast, a podcast featuring 20 or so short articles of internet-related news and views, tips and tricks, and a regular search engine of the month feature. This podcast is sponsored by Zen Internet. For more information on this month's edition and a list of links for each story, please visit richardfarrer.com. In this month's issue, you can find out how to help prevent online fraud. Now you can forward scam emails to the police at email@actionfraud.org.uk. Block websites you don't want to see in Google search results. Do everything much faster online with two new browsers. And get involved in online Silver Surfers Day to win £1,000. Send scam emails here. February was Scams Awareness Month, when the government's National Fraud Authority relaunched its Action Fraud 24-hour online reporting service, aimed at reducing letter post and telephone scams said to be cheating Britons out of millions of pounds per year. In March, Action Fraud set up an additional reporting service to tackle scam email messages, establishing a dedicated email address. email@actionfraud.org.uk, where scam messages can simply be forwarded. The plan is for all emails sent to Action Fraud to be shared with the National Fraud Intelligence Bureau, run by the City of London Police, for collation and analysis. This will enable crucial intelligence to be gathered and preventative action to be taken, seeking to disrupt the fraudsters and close down the links between them, according to Dr. Bernard Herden, CEO of the National Fraud Authority, who runs Action Fraud. He added, "This is the first time we've been able to collect and analyse scam mail and emails in this way. Collecting intelligence is the key to us being able to disrupt the activities of fraudsters and target their networks for closure." One bank, HSBC, has been running its own scam reporting service since last year, asking targeted email recipients to forward any suspect messages involving the bank to phishing@hsbc.com. For more information, see actionfraud.org.uk. Action Fraud replies. If you take up the government's invitation to forward scam email messages to Action Fraud via email@actionfraud.org.uk, they may be bounced back. Apparently rejected by a standard spam filtering service that would seem to be the worst possible thing to have in place for a service specifically designed to accept mail with dubious content. But there is a reassuring reply from Action Fraud for users who query the bounce back notifications. Please note, we have still received the scam emails you forward to us, even if you get a bounce back message. The bounced back message just means the email has gone into a holding area for spam, which is then released and received by us as usual. As an alternative, Action Fraud suggests sending printed copies of scam emails to their offices in Manchester, although the very information they need about the true senders of the messages and the click here links that reveal the addresses of fraudulent websites are unlikely to survive when translated to paper. Read more at actionfraud.org.uk. Venturing to the Valley. Teams from 18 UK digital media companies travelled to California last month to pitch for venture capital investment in Silicon Valley, hoping to emulate the success of other British firms on Web Mission, Trade Trips, who came home with £30 million in VC backing. For more details, see telegraph.co.uk/finance. Following Twitter to Texas. Twitter was launched as a startup at the South by Southwest SXSW Interactive Festival in Austin, Texas in 2007. In 2009, the star of the show was Foursquare.com, another social media player that quickly accumulated 7 million users. This year, dozens of startup companies have flocked Texas, hoping to get their applications onto the mobile phones of trend-setting early adopters. Favoured 2011 debutants include SCVNGR, a location-based mobile app similar to Foursquare, and Instagram, a photo-sharing application for the iPhone which enables people to take photographs and immediately share them with friends through a Twitter-style feed. Read more at bbc.co.uk/news. Home visits boost web success. In another presentation at South by Southwest, Paul Bogue delivered a case study of how the UK firm Wiltshire Farm Foods increased its e-commerce website sales by a staggering 10,000% in a few years, as well as persistent trial runs of pages with different approaches to presenting product and sales information on the site, mostly using standard split testing tools and in-lab usability tests. Bogue recommends the unusual extra step of visiting the visitors, he says. It was conducting usability tests in the homes of selected customers that revealed more valuable information than anything his team had attempted remotely. Read more at bogueworld.com/talks. Ireland's Facebook promo. Ireland's National Tourism Board has launched a game on Facebook, Ireland Town. It's meant, they say, to bring the holiday experience in Ireland to life for Facebook fans around the world. It includes a prize competition with the chance to win holidays in the Emerald Isle. Tourism Ireland claims to be the first national tourism board in the world to launch a social game. It hopes to tap into the popularity of games like Farmville and Cityville, and notes that 24% of internet users in the UK and US say they play social games at least once a week. For more information, see u.tv/lifestyle. Holiday Lets. Try this site before you book a hotel or motel room for your next trip abroad, anywhere in the world. For the price of a cheap hotel room, and usually less, you can get a whole house or apartment for the duration of your stay. Property owners are either renting because they're away, own a second home that they don't often use, or they simply let out part of a large house that's easily divided to accommodate guests. Offerings differ from country to country, and the site also covers B&B accommodation. Check out Airbnb.com. Google acquires UK Money Shopper. Google has paid £37.7 million for a British financial product comparison website. BeatThatQuote.com competes with bigger rivals such as CompareTheMarket.com and Confused.com to offer consumers comparisons of financial products, including car insurance and savings accounts. Google already owns a price comparison service in the US called Comparison Ads, which highlights different prices in the credit card and mortgage markets. Beat That Quote makes its money by taking a commission from vendors to whom it refers the people who search on the site. It attracts proportionately more 45 to 54-year-olds and over 65s than are found in the general population of internet users, according to Alexa. It also attracts a disproportionately high number of younger consumers with no higher education. Read more at brandrepublic.com/news/105866. Help Silver Surfers. Spring Online Silver Surfers Day, the national campaign that aims to get older people using computers and the internet at thousands of events across the UK, is due next month, 16th to the 20th of May. Businesses, organisations and individuals are invited to run digital awareness sessions to help. Events can be held anywhere from sitting rooms to boardrooms, school halls to communal lounges, libraries to UK online centres. The main purpose of each session is to involve computers, the internet and older people in some way, but each organiser has the freedom to decide how. A marketing toolkit is available for every registered event holder to help with promotion. The kit includes posters, leaflets, appointment cards and signs. There's also a cash prize of £1,000 to help with developing future computer learning activities. Check out springonline.org. Libraries face e-book price hike. Book publishers are being accused of imposing unfair restrictions on e-book lending at libraries that are struggling for survival in the face of government spending cuts. They have declared war on libraries, according to Luton's head of libraries, Fiona Marriott, accusing them of allowing wide access to free book downloads and enabling theft by foreign copyists. "We limit the service to customers in our area," she said. "Borrowers have to come into a library to join. I have turned down people who live in Scotland, Blackpool, China, and even London. But publishers want to restrict lending to 24 readers per book and charge libraries another fee before it can be lent again. In the US, Amazon offers the ability, if the publishers opt in, to allow anyone who buys an e-book to lend it to someone else. Each file is allowed to be loaned only once for 14 days and cannot be read by the original purchaser during that time. For more information, see news.bbc.co.uk. Site Flipper. With the success of Flipboard as a reading tool for the iPad, many people seem to like the minimalist approach to reading websites rather than loading the full version. Surfboard is a web-based application that converts any site into a flippable format that's optimized for the iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. Check out ridesurfboard.com. Internet Explorer 9. IE9 is Microsoft's best version of its web browser to date. Its lack of Windows XP support is unfortunate for the masses who haven't parted company with their long-toothed and still eminently practical operating system. But there's little else to fault the new browser. It's fast, easier to use, and standards compliant. Read more at techradar.com/news. Faster Firefox. The final version of Mozilla's Firefox 4 web browser, released late last month, is now available for download. Faster and sleeker, Firefox 4 brings with it a completely new interface that, like Chrome and the recently released Internet Explorer 9, aims for minimalism. You can download the final Firefox 4 build on Mozilla's FTP site, releases.mozilla.org, or directly for Windows, Mac OS X, and Linux from Mozilla.com. Web visits to gain more privacy. Mozilla CEO Gary Kovacs believes that extra privacy, do not track, technology will soon be standardized across the web. Consumers, he believes, will shun websites that don't include simple privacy protections. Mozilla and Microsoft have begun steps to integrate Do Not Track technology into their respective web browsers, Firefox and Internet Explorer. Google and Apple have yet to declare their support for the idea. Read more at blogs.wsj.com/digits. Google Exclusion Tool. Google has added an option that allows users of its search engine to block sites they don't want to see listed in its results. With a few mouse clicks, Google users can now blacklist any website from all future search results, and perhaps help the search giant to differentiate good sites from bad. According to Google, while we're not currently using the domains people block as a signal in ranking, we'll look at the data and see whether it would be useful as we continue to evaluate and improve our search results in the future. Will those of us who don't work for Google be able to see which sites people block most often? That's unlikely, as a Google spokesman explains. We don't currently have any plans to publish this data. The move is the latest by Google in response to complaints that its results have become increasingly filled with links to so-called content farms and other low-quality sites. For more information, see theregister.co.uk. Content farms ploughed under. As well as the minor tweaks that it applies almost every day, Once or twice every year, Google subjects its algorithms to dramatic changes, upsetting the order of things that website owners and promoters have come to rely on. No matter how much effort webmasters may have put into online PR, social media marketing and site optimization, their web pages can fall from grace and disappear from favored positions in the search results, seemingly without good reason. Google's most recent algorithm change, dubbed Pharma or Panda, was intended to improve the quality of its results, but it has received mixed reactions. Although improving the quality of search results should benefit users, many site owners have reported falling rankings and, in some cases, disappearance from Google altogether. So what is known about Pharma Panda, and how can you ensure that your site continues to perform well? It seems that, once again, unique and high-quality content will be king. The latest algorithm update has been designed to target low-quality content copying sites that Google's previous major update, known as Caffeine, helped to promote. Read more at searchenginewatch.com/364-2059. X Certificate. The Internet's governing body, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, ICANN, has approved a new .xxx domain for adult content websites. After a decade-long review process, ICANN decided to grant final approval for the domain proposal for the industry at its annual meeting in San Francisco last month. Voting 9-3 to approve the domain, which allows websites to end their web addresses in .xxx rather than .com or .biz, a number of national governments, including the US, oppose the creation of the domains. The Free Speech Coalition, which represents some of the adult industry, also oppose the domain name on the grounds that it would raise costs for providers. The names cost $60 each. For more details, see techradar.com/news/936767. Botnet Swoop. Microsoft and federal law enforcement agents have seized computer equipment across the US in what the Wall Street Journal calls a sweeping legal attack designed to cripple the leading source of junk email on the internet. Along with US Marshals, Microsoft's Digital Crimes Unit raided web hosting facilities at multiple locations from Kansas City to Seattle. The raids follow a civil lawsuit filed in February against unnamed operators of the Rustock botnet, a vast network of computers around the globe infected with malicious software, which enabled its creators to distribute enormous volumes of spam. Shutting down Rustock could put a huge dent in spam worldwide, according to tech security giant Symantec, estimating that Rustock was responsible for 39% of the world's email spam. Read more at digitaltrends.com/computing. Social inclusion. Social search updates by Google and Bing have generated a lot of buzz in recent weeks. Instead of separating results from social networks like Twitter and Facebook from organic results, both search engines have begun streamlining their search engine results pages, SERPs, to combine standard or organic results with added snippets of social media content. Both Google and Bing have also revealed that social activity will boost positions in results for some sites. These announcements are further confirmation of the ongoing convergence of social and search and re-emphasize the growing importance of social media marketing for businesses. Meanwhile, over at Facebook, the site has begun providing Bing's web results as part of the internal search feature. Twitter isn't using Google results yet, but integration is being discussed. For more details, see webseoanalytics.com/blog. Search Engine of the Month. New search engine QYO is the world's first search query sharing system that allows for social information discovery and real-time collaborative search. According to the company, QYO has a vast number of potential applications, but most of what differentiates it from other search engines is about getting a little help from your friends, and Facebook friends in particular. In fact, QYO asks you to connect your Facebook account to enable collaborative search. Then, for example, a user researching a trip to Australia might find that a friend who has been there is able to see the searches and respond within QYO to offer their own tips and recommendations. Google is said to be considering a similar service. Google Circles. QYO is currently available in beta for general users. Check out QYO.co. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next month.